My name is Eric Mathis. I'm a teacher at Pacific High School, and I'm also a board member of the Island Institute. I attended the Island Institute Symposium in the summer of 2005. The theme was, "If this is your land, where are your stories?" It was about the power of the stories that we all have inside us. When I returned to teaching at Pacific High School that fall, I started asking students to tell their stories. Many of the stories centered around the role that alcohol played in their lives, and what happened after they got caught drinking. Most students realized they wanted to change their habits, and many of them made honest efforts to find something better to do. As we listened to more and more stories, we started to recognize a common element. As students were trying to move on from their history with alcohol, they found that having their names printed in the paper kept them from moving forward. They applied for jobs and were rejected because people knew they'd been caught drinking. They started noticing teachers treating them differently. Many were no longer allowed to hang out with friends who were sober because their friends' parents were worried about the influence they might have on their kids. We decided to do something with our stories. We anonymized the stories, so they were no longer about individuals, and instead spoke for many people. We shared our stories with the staff of the Sentinel and asked them to reconsider their policy of printing minors' names in the paper for alcohol-related offenses. The Sentinel staff took some time to consider what we had shared. The staff of the Sentinel never meant any harm in printing minors' names. They thought they were doing a service by keeping the issue visible in the community. When they heard the overall impact on young people who were trying to make positive changes in their lives, they decided to no longer print minors' names. They still wanted to keep the issue visible, so they changed the policy to print statements like, "A 16-year-old was cited for minor consuming Friday evening." This is one of the lasting lessons of the work that the Island Institute engages in, that if we share each other's stories on a regular basis, we can build the kind of community we want to live in.